This is Neil Doody for Art Sound FM, and this morning I'm talking with Brian Tunks from Bison. And Brian is with us today specifically because he has a role in the collaborative jug project. Brian, do you want to tell us a bit about the project itself and then what you're doing in it?
Look, it's actually a collaborative effort between Think & Co. with Gretel. The interface between Robbie's design, original design of the classic and iconic Think jug, and local artists or people and designers that have had a role in Think & Co. or Robbie's life over this period. And I was fortunate enough to be invited to be one of the people to give a contribution in terms of design idea or concept and relay that with the team at Think & Co. and try and explore what we do as individual artists or designers and put that as an overlay onto one of the jugs.
Okay, which takes me to the actual physical part of this. Basically, everybody gets a jug. Is that the idea? And then that becomes your
I got several. Pouch.
Oh, okay.
No handles, but they look. They were fantastic. It's basically a blank, mm-hmm. and people can texture the surface, do a decorative motif of some sort, just come up with a concept that's their own individual take on a particular piece. And I've got Think jugs at home myself in the cupboard that I've been using for years. So it was actually quite a privilege, I thought. And Gretel was really key in sort of saying, hey, look, we want to incorporate something about your design or your direction at the moment and where you're going. And all I can say is it involved some of the glass that I'm designing and working on at the moment with a very different technique and trying to explore that in relationship to the classic Think jug.
So I'm glad you brought up because people would know you for the Bison homewares, of course, which are more ceramic, and the fact that you may be working with glass at the moment. Working with aluminium is something else again, I guess.
Well, it's completely different. And I mean, to be honest, it's Gretel's team who are translating my vision. So honestly, I don't think they'd be game to let me near a router in their workshop. But it was just really great to sit down in a meeting and talk through ideas. And one of the fantastic things about design, local, international, whatever you're doing, is that collaborative process where you start from one point with an idea that you've got in your head and you move so far to another concept. But you do it collaboratively and you also do it in terms of what will that medium be able to achieve in terms of your vision. And for me, I started off with something not dissimilar to what we're going to end up with, but translated differently. And as someone that hasn't worked in metal at all before, in any context other than some very small pieces, it's really interesting because you sit there in a room and you discuss the limitations and the advantages, the colours, the textures. It's the same as working with glass and ceramic, but translating it into a different medium. And that energy is still there, and that's something I really value.
Yeah, and I guess there's a chance here that it might actually influence your own work going forward in the spaces that you normally work in.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, one thing that's happened to me over the last 23 years since Bison's been going has been, as an artist, as a designer, as a person, you have to evolve and you have to evolve your practice. And I came to this not as an artist originally. I came as an ancient historian. So I've worked with Greek and Roman pottery in the Middle East and in Syria. And that in itself has spilled through into our work. And I see echoes of that in the simplicity of form with Robbie and Gretel's jug. You know, there's a really lovely sense of community here in Canberra. And I think in a way it's brought a whole lot of people together to have a conversation about form and have a conversation about our relationships and supporting each other, particularly during this period.
Of course, yes. It's a great initiative and it's good that you're part of it. Thanks for talking with us today, Brian.
My pleasure. And I hope everyone bids on the pieces.
Oh, yes, that's the important part at the end of this.
Absolutely.
It's worth a plug, isn't it? This is on the weekend of the 26th of June, if I remember rightly.
I will have to check that, but I think you're right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We'll be talking about that over the next couple of weeks anyway. So at the end of all this, there's an auction. So keep your money in reserve for that.
I know. I might bid on my own piece. Who knows? All right.
Thanks again, Brian.
Thank you again.